Welcome, welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
If someone made an action figure, Ian Cobble, Master Sommelier, what accessory would it come with?
Oh, man. I think I would probably be wearing board, you know, like board shorts, like surfing board shorts and flip-flops. And then I would have like a Quicksilver short sleeve t-shirt on, a hat with sunglasses on my head, and I would have a nice glass in my hand of Burgundy.
I could see that. I could picture that on the comic book cover.
Yeah, so you know, all business in the glass, but all, you know, I grew up on the beach, and you know, I love the beach. Anybody you know me, I just want to retire on the beach of Kauai and every day. But you know, the salt water is just so great, and you know, but it's cold right now in Napa, so I'm not wearing flip-flops, but I do wear Birkenstocks and flip-flops a lot of the year. And even when it's cold and people are like, what are you doing, I'm like, I don't know, I'm a little confused, but it is what it is.
How would you rate yourself on a scale of stuffy and uptight on, you know, the wine sommelier parts where everybody thinks that to I've decanted a wine in a hotel bathroom sink?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm very, you know, I can be a little bit particular. I think you probably hear like I really love great wines, and I don't like, you know, BS made wines with sugar and lots of oak. But at the same time, you know, I'll drink wine out of a Dixie cup in a hotel, in a Motel 6, and then you know, off the side of the 5 freeway if I need to. But I'm probably like a 3. Or 3 or 4 on a 10 scale of that stuffiness. I try to, you know, growing up on the beach, you know, I grew up, you know, very relaxed. I grew up going to a lot of reggae festivals. I love reggae. I love that whole culture. You know, I just love just people feeling comfortable around me as well. And, you know, if you're kind of too stuffy, people don't feel comfortable. So I've always gone out of my way in this business to just try to make people who don't know much about wine around me feel comfortable as well. I think that's important. And, you know, if I need a decanter, I'll, you know, rinse out an old, you know, old container I found under somebody's sink and just make sure it's not contaminated. But anything can be a decanter, and I'll drink wine out of anything. And, you know, I'll frankly drink any wine. I just don't really enjoy drinking oaky sweet wine. But I can find a bottle for $8 at your local supermarket that's decent, you know, local Chianti or something. But, you know, and wine doesn't have to be expensive to be good. And especially when you get to Europe. I mean, if you, you know, in America, because of the import costs, but if you get to Europe and you go to a French supermarket, like a Carrefour, you can find stuff for $5 a bottle. That's, you know, your buddy's driving up the road, and you can serve that in a paper cup, you know, and you're happy.
Yeah, I figured you weren't too stuffy, because on your website, you know, you've got a picture of you on the beach with your wife and your children, and then you're on a camel.
Oh, is that camel photo up there? Yeah, that was interesting. Yeah. I was on the beaches of Morocco during that travel in Europe. When I was 23, I ended up in a beach called Essaouira, where Jonas Joplin and Jimi Hendrix got together, and they, you know, he made, you know, Castle in the Sand and Purple Haze and all that stuff, and they spent a summer there. But I lived in that town for a month, and when I went back about 20 years later, I visited some wineries up the hill, and went back to that same beach where I was, you know, broke in 22, and went back and was riding camels with the local, you know, white wine, drinking it out of the bottle. If you can see that photo of the camel, I'm drinking out of the bottle on the camel on the beaches of Essaouira. So,
okay, last two questions here. What is there a wine trend that you secretly love and your other sommelier friends may tease you about it?
A trend? Not necessarily. I mean, I don't really think there's many trends out there right now, to be honest. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't mind a little bit of ice and rosé, for example. That doesn't bother me if I'm in a park, you know, and my rosé is getting warm and there's no way to cool it down. I'll add a couple ice cubes, or to my white wine. I'd rather have a slightly diluted cool glass of wine than a warm glass of wine. Yeah, other than that, I can't think of any trends. I mean, I don't know. Trend is, I mean, I just don't know. I say Pet Nat. I'm not a huge fan of Pet Nat, which is, you know, kind of the same fermentation in the bottle all the way through. And it's just, I don't really like drinking Pet Nat very much. Petit Naturel, which is what it means.